I got a lot of calls early on. They're like, well, the state should come in and take over zoning. Well, the proposal that's out there right now would do that, set up a state entity to supersede your local zoning ordinances. This bill would take it a step too far and really take away the authority. And I don't want the House Democratic Caucus or the representatives from Philadelphia saying what we can do in Carbon County.
Welcome to Talking with Doyle, the podcast that gets State Representative Doyle Heffley talking. Doyle, we are fresh off another telephone town hall that you hosted. We're going to keep the discussion rolling here because we want to talk about some current events that are taking place. Let's just recap that telephone town hall. A success in your mind, we had close to 5,000 people taking part of that.
Yeah, I'm really surprised that every time we do a telephone town hall, the numbers seem to be going up. Now, obviously, this time of year, with the temperatures outside and the snow on the ground, it really, you know, it's not conducive to do an in-person town hall meeting. Who's going to come out in 0 degree temperature with, you know, 14 inches of snow? But, you know, we put the call out and over 5,000 or close to 5,000 people. We took an array of questions on all different topics. And I think it's important that people understand when we do the call, I just go right down the list. Whoever, anybody asked questions. It was funny because people had commented, then, you know, the keyboard warriors had commented after the fact, but yet they could have easily pressed *3 and asked me any question. And some of those people that were making comments had actually been on telephone town halls before and asked questions, and we talked to them about the same issues that they talk about. So I'm about transparency. I'm about really, you know, having a conversation. I love to know what's on the minds of the folks that I represent. We want to continue to work to make Carbon County, or keep it what it is, but also work on the things that need to be worked on to make it a little bit better. So, I was really happy with the turnout we had and the positive feedback. And as I'm out and about in the community, I was at Fire Company Breakfast this Sunday morning, and we were at events all weekend. And people come up and say, hey, we like the town halls. We, you know, the telephone town halls, keep doing them. So it was a great format. I was happy with the participation. I thank everybody for taking the time to spend an hour with me to talk about, you know, all things state-related in Carbon County.
Hopefully we get some of those comments, positive comments, though, about talking with Doyle here. But one of the comments I should mention that do come up, we talked about those keyboard warriors and your telephone town hall. One of the big questions we always get is data centers. So if somebody missed that telephone town hall, maybe just reiterate your stance on some data centers, some proposals that are taking place right now in Carbon County, what you can do too.
Yeah, so I'm aware of a couple of different proposals. One of them is in Nesquehonin. It's around it's an industrial area. It's part of there's a Superfund site there. That company has really done a lot of work with communicating with the local elected officials and in the public, had many public forums. It really talked about what the proposal is, what it would do, what the economic benefits are, what the jobs are, how the ancillary jobs would impact the area, and what it could mean for that. And they've also been, you know, great participators work to help out the Panther Valley School District, which, as we know, has been in the paper about being underfunded. We've been working here at the state level to get them additional funding. But this really could be a tremendous shot in the arm for the local tax revenue and jobs in that area. I think it's important to note that whenever there's any kind of economic development, that there's processes in place, and they have to go before the DEP, the EPA. They need to meet all the environmental standards. There's all kinds of local zoning ordinances and everything. Now, I think some of the proposals that are out there right now, maybe not all of the data center proposals that are out there right now in our region, are conducive to those areas, right? I think if we have brownfields in old industrial sites that we could possibly see this. Like, this is modern manufacturing in a sense, right? Everybody has a cell phone. I have mine right here. And I think it's important to note that everything you do on your cell phone is somehow going through a data center. And it's not just the chat GPTs or the different AI systems, but it's all your banking, all your mapping system. If you use a map in your car, it's all going through the data. It's all going through one of these centers, advanced data manufacturing centers, as you could call them. You know, we utilize and we rely on this, and there's been competition internationally to attract these data centers. China has a robust program to build out data centers, and I think the last thing that Americans want is, you know, a data center housing all their banking information being controlled by the Chinese Communist government. or any foreign entity. And we want to make sure that we have these opportunities here, but they got to be conducive to the areas that they're going to come into. We want to make sure that we're protecting our environment. And we in Carbon County, we've invested a lot of money in saving open space and preserving forest lands. We were at an event this past summer as they acquired the first 75 acres to preserve. So we want to preserve open space and keep Carbon County what it is. But at the same time, in those areas where this type of development could be, you know, fitting, I mean, we had the New Jersey Zinc Company. We have the KME. We had industrial sites. We have a power plant. We have coal mining. We have a lot of diversity throughout Carbon County. But in those areas where this type of development would be fitting, how can we do it in a way that's going to be most beneficial to increase the tax base? Everybody talks about property taxes. When we have those offsets for these types of developments to pay to help, you know, fund your local government, your county government, or your school district, that can be a tremendous benefit. So it's all about really making sure that it's done right and a balanced approach. I'm not in favor of clear-cutting hundreds of acres of forest, whether it be for a proposed solar farm, as they've had in the past, or wind turbines, neither of which produce baseload electricity, which we've talked about. But we want to make sure that if we're doing things, it's going to be done in areas where that type of development is fitting for, and they have the infrastructure to maintain it.
Right now, though, those are just proposals. So right now, it's up to those local municipalities to get those either green-lighted or stopped right where they're at, though, correct?
Yeah, so, I mean, look, there's local zoning ordinances. And people have private property rights, right? We all want that, right? I mean, we all know, I know a lot of times people come and say, the government should stop this. At the state level, you know, we defer much of this authority to local governments. I've battled with UCC building code officials and local governments in the past. And anybody that's ever done anything, try to get a highway occupancy permit if you have a driveway on a state highway. Any type of this permitting can be very cumbersome for anybody. Those things are in place. And I know there's a lot of our local townships are looking at revisiting their zoning because it's a new industry, right? How do they set up the zoning structures? How do we make sure that it's going to be, these projects are coming, it's going to be conducive to the area? But I mean, also, I think that it's really important that anybody that's looking at doing these projects really come in and be transparent. Because there's so much misinformation out there. Right. I mean, the Delaware River Basin Commission, the DEP, they're never going to allow an entity to come in and use up all the water and drain everybody's well dry. That's not going to happen, right? That's not what, you know, it's not how these centers operate or work. There's new technologies out there, how they build these. They use a closed-loop system. If they discharge any water, it would have to be up to all DEP standards. The same way if you had a manufacturing facility, any manufacturing facility that uses water and discharges it has to be up to DEP. If it's going into a Class A trout stream, it has to be a certain temperature, has to be a certain level of water. You can't just discharge into a waterway. The same with the air. You know, you can't just put, you know, discharge emissions without there being, you know, regulations of that. So we want to make sure that all those are adhered to and followed, and that it's not going to have a negative impact in the community per se. But at the same time, if there are opportunities where these can be conducive and zoned right and provide that jobs, because, you know, we all want our children and our grandchildren to be able to find jobs in Carbon County and be able to afford a house in Carbon County. And right now, we're at a tipping point where that's not that achievable for many of my friends and many of the folks that I talk to in Carbon County. So we want to make sure that there are going to be jobs, there's going to be a tax base, but at the same time that we're protecting our waterways, protecting our open spaces, and all the things that make Carbon County great.
Because, again, to reiterate that, it sounds like the message you want to get out there is that while you don't have a say in the specific projects, you do have a say in maybe the legislation about how these data centers are set up. And that's something that we'll be looking at, if I'm correct, on the House calendar when you come back in session. There is a bill that kind of talks about data centers and how they're legislated and so on and so forth from the House Democrats. An oversight on that one.
Yeah, there's a couple of proposals out there right now. None of them that I'm looking at and that I'm overly enthusiastic about. I got a lot of calls early on. They're like, well, the state should come in and take over zoning. Well, the proposal that's out there right now would do that. It would take over the zoning in your local municipalities. House Bill 2151, which would more or less set up a state entity to supersede your local zoning ordinances. And I think your local elected officials, and as we're seeing, there's been some zoning ordinances that are being adopted. And they got to be, you know, look, they still got to be constitutionally have a right to private property, and people can develop if it's done in the right way. So there is a balance there. But this bill would take it a step too far and really take away the authority. And I don't want the House Democratic Caucus or the representatives from Philadelphia saying what we can do in Carbon County. We already see that right now when people are really pushing back against biosolids. Well, you know, where are they coming from, right? So I don't want rural Pennsylvania to become a dumping ground for everything that the urban areas don't want. So what we really need to do is, House Bill 20, this bill is not going to be good for rural PA. So I know early on a lot of folks that are opposed to data centers are telling me to jump on this bill. And I'm like, that's counterproductive to their cause. Like I said, I think I'm not opposed to data centers if they're done in the right area and they're done properly, right? I mean, I think that that there has to be that balance. And with that said, we'll continue to monitor the bills that are coming in. One thing I people call up and say, if a data center comes in, our electric bill is going to go through the roof. I don't know about you or anybody else, but my electric bill and people's bill already going up. And that has nothing to do with data centers because they haven't been built yet. The problem with their utility bills is when you have different entities that shut down energy projects, whether they, we continue to close down coal-fired power plants, which produce a base load. We've seen the shuttering of Three Mile Island. Now they're reopening that. But we need more electricity. And unfortunately, the push from D.C. and by a lot of progressives has been this alternative energy push, windmills and solar panels. And unfortunately, that technology is not there yet. They do not produce a base load. I was driving through Schuylkill County. There's a whole ridge of wind turbines. It was 5 degrees outside, and not a single one of them was spinning. Look, I'm not opposed to different types of energy, but I do think that if we're going to make investments or the government, we shouldn't be doing it, on taxpayer dimes, putting in systems that then drive up their energy costs. If people want to, do solar projects and put solar panels on the roof, that's okay, but we need base load. And one of the things I would reiterate is the only way you get base load from wind turbines and solar panels is by building massive. And you talk about data centers being big, you talk about warehouses being big. If the people that were pushing those technologies could only look to see how massive these battery facilities that they'll have to build to store the power for when the sun isn't out, because solar panels are 20% efficient. That to me is a huge concern. So when we look at energy prices, we need to produce electricity in this Commonwealth. Right now, Virginia imports 34% of their electricity. Pennsylvania, we export electricity. We can make, and that's good. That's Pennsylvania jobs, Pennsylvania economy, but we need to produce more, and we can do it in a clean and reliable way with baseload energy with proven technologies. That's what's going to bring your electric rate down. Now, whether we build a data center in Schuylkill County, Luzerne County, Northeast PA, New Jersey, New York, Virginia, Maryland, West Virginia, or even Ohio, it's all part of the PJM footprint. And PJM is the entity that manages the power grid. So all of the power that goes into the grid is managed in that whole area. But if they build it in New Jersey, or if they build it, they get all the tax benefits and millions of dollars in local taxes that get paid to the school districts and the municipalities. And we still are producing the electricity to provide power for them, and we're going to still see that cost. So it's really about a sound energy policy. How do we increase energy production? How do we, make sure that it's clean, and how do we make sure that these developments are coming in, that it's not going to impact the ratepayers locally?
That's what Doyle thinks. What do you think? Feel free to leave your comments below to keep the conversation going.